Please be seated. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Episcopal School Sunday, one of my favorite Sundays of the year. In case you're wondering, it doesn't just happen at St. Paul's. This happens at all parish schools all over the world. And it's not intended to be a commercial for the school or a state of the school address, because that happens in January at our annual parish meeting. But this Sunday is to celebrate the greatness of Episcopal education and the beautiful relationship between an Episcopal church and its school. It is also an opportunity to thank the parish of St. Paul's Church. So I am excited to be here today to represent your parish day school. At the 9 o'clock service, I had some friends along with me who showcased the school and celebrated with us. They led our music worship and served as lay readers. Some of them were on the acolyte team and more. And I'm grateful to our music teacher and school choir director, Mrs. Nikita Disharoon, for organizing them and preparing them for that. Now, if you are a teacher today, or a staff member, or a member of our Board of Trustees, would you please stand so we can thank you and recognize you? Thank you for doing that. I am sure there are some among us as well who are former members of our community. Please give us a wave if you have served the school in one way or another. Maybe you're an alumni or a former member of the board or teacher. Thank you. As I'm sure you all know, we are in a search for a head of school just as we are in a search for a new rector. I have the honor and privilege of serving as your interim head of school this year, our 60th year. My role is to continue the great work that our former heads and most recent, Dr. Matt Blake, the things that they put in motion during the years that they were here. So we heard in the gospel reading today a story of gratitude. A group of lepers were made clean by Jesus. All but one of them continued on their way afterwards, relishing in the euphoria of being restored. However, one showed gratitude to God by returning to thank Jesus. "Your faith has healed you," Jesus told him. Well, it was a strong faith in God and in this parish that led to the beginning of this school 60 years ago. I come today to share a message of gratitude to you, the preservers of this vital mission of St. Paul's Church. I want to tell you about some of the great things that happen during the weekdays when you are not here, so you can know that you are supporting a vibrant and beautiful school that is enriching the lives of students who attend. We are truly grateful at St. Paul's Day School. Without this parish, we could not exist. Without the gifts of the individual parish members, we could not exist. I want you to know more about why we are grateful. Here are some of the details. I can paint a picture for you. This is an exciting time for the school as our enrollment is up. We have 179 students this fall, and that is a great number. We have waiting lists through our first grade, but room for a few more in second through sixth. And we have an exceptional faculty of 20 and a staff of 14 in place. Perhaps you did not realize that this small private school holds a rewarding place of employment for 34 people. More than that, many, if not all, would probably say, as I do when asked about working at St. Paul's, that it is a blessing, not a job. Many can share a story of how it was a calling to accept a position here. The staff is amazing. All of our teachers and their assistants came to us with many years of experience in the classroom, and several hold master's degrees. They are committed to educating the students in mind, body, and spirit. Students receive regular instruction in the academic basics, but with a rich science emphasis. They also receive regular instruction in Spanish, music, art, Christian education, technology, and PE. And we also enjoy chapel together several times a week. Our small class sizes enable teachers to form a bond with their students and make a positive and lasting impact on their lives, as well as differentiate their instruction to meet the learning needs of each one of them. Additionally, while at an IB school, students embrace learner profile characteristics and attitudes in all areas of instruction, which instills in them an international mindedness, an invaluable skill in today's world. Some of these characteristics and attitudes include being open-minded, caring for others, being courageous, being balanced in life, being an effective communicator, and being principled. The students, parents, and teachers, and staff are grateful for this opportunity in this school. Along with our increased enrollment, we are excited about our recent reauthorization visit from the International Baccalaureate Organization. We were recognized for many aspects of our implementation of the IB model of instruction. The IB program is an unknown for many here in Central Texas. Let me articulate a few things about it for you. IB instruction relies on students' natural inquiry and allows teachers to guide their students to dive deeper into concepts and think beyond the surface of information presented. Students collaborate with each other to solve problems and then present their findings to peers and adults. A love of learning is fostered because students work with their hands and technology and each other, and their teachers support their creativity. Heartfelt action comes as a result. You will see what I mean next Sunday when we have third graders hosting a bake sale in our narthex. They want to raise money for a family in Haiti. They want to change the life of another child. It's a beautiful blend to see that the ideals rooted in an Episcopal education are still present today. St. Paul's students have always cared about their fellow man. IB has taken this to an even higher level. St. Paul's graduates are successful, not only academically, but personally as well. They have been nurtured in a Christian environment that has expected the best of them, and they know they can achieve their goals. They have not slipped through the cracks. In other school environments, happens very often today. You are part of the reason they have not slipped through the cracks. You are a part of changing the life of children. The full cost of a private school education is not affordable to all of our families. Many receive some degree of financial aid. The school is grateful for the financial support of this parish. I guarantee that those students who receive financial support today will be forever grateful that they had this opportunity. I'll conclude the painting of this picture with some information I recently learned while attending a conference of the Southwestern Association of Episcopal Schools, one of our other accrediting agencies. This conference was for new heads and interim heads of schools. The keynote speaker was Patrick Bassett. He is the retired president of the National Association of Independent Schools. He was so engaging with stories and trends in education today. It was very fascinating to listen to him. And he spoke on the answer to an important question. What are the skills and values the 21st century will demand and reward? What do our children and the future leaders of our world need, in other words? Well, the answer he gave is the six C's. Well, as you can imagine, I'm a parent of two St. Paul's graduates, and then standing here as the interim head of this school, I began to wonder, do we have the six C's? Are we doing it right? Are we on track? I couldn't wait to hear this answer. Well, guess what? We are on track. And we have been doing it right. And of course, this is only one source, but I was thrilled and proud and grateful all at once. And I really wanted to jump up and down because I was so excited about St. Paul's in Waco. And this is just a wow. It's truly awesome. So do you want to know what those six C's are? Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, critical thinking, creativity, collaboration, communication, character, and cosmopolitanism, also thought of as cross-cultural competency. So yay for us. Yay for St. Paul's School. Former families and current families of this school are grateful that this education option exists in Waco. Thank you, St. Paul's Church. Thank you, God.